It's been over a month since the cold fire cut through the southern Black Hills. It burned almost 2,000 acres of land, but officials say it could have been worse. They say a previous prescribed burn in the area helped slow the progress of the wildfire. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Kenzie Wagner has more.
In 2014, officials ran a prescribed burn on forest land near Pringle. Almost 2 years later, a wildfire closed in on the treated area. Matt Spring of the Hell Canyon Ranger District says that prescribed burn helped control the cold fire that started April 2nd.
We wanted to be able to get that line secured that night, that first night of the addition of the fire. I wholeheartedly believe the fire would have been a lot larger.
Spring, who was the incident commander for the cold fire, says the Black Hills needs wildfires to keep the environment in balance.
Cold fire is not bad. That's why we do prescribed burns, is trying to keep it within parameters in certain times of the year to introduce fire. The Black Hills is a very fire-dependent ecosystem.
While wildfires can benefit forest ecosystems, many also leave a path of destruction. Spring says one home threatened by the fire was saved because the landowner had a defensible space around his property.
The cold fire came right at his place. We were able to provide structure protection because he had defensible space around his home, and that occurred on more than one structure in the cold fire, and that was a huge contributor why we did not lose any structures on that fire.
Fire officials say that planting less shrubs and bushes close to your home and spacing out tree growth around your property can help prevent wildfires from coming directly to your doorstep. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kinsey Wagner in Rapid City.